Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm here with Dave and Katie from the Georgia Renaissance Festival, but we're doing RenFest this year, right?
That's right.
Yep. Nice, short, and sweet. I love it. I'm so excited to hear about what we're going to get to look forward to for this year.
Well, this year, I can honestly say it's brand new. There's so many new things this year. Every year
really?
We have new things, but this year we have new things. We have a lot of new things. We have some new food. We have some new alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
We have some new
okay.
entertainers. We have some new buildings. So there's a lot going on. What would you like to know first?
I want to know all of it.
Okay.
But let's start with the alcoholic beverages.
That's what I thought you would ask.
Yeah,
me.
Let's start with that. Normally I get my big jar of hard cider and I'll stick with that throughout the day. I'll go to the Joust. I'll get the VIP tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on the evil side. It's my favorite. The guy with the bone.
Great.
It's my life.
Okay.
But all right, so what do we got to look forward to this year?
Well,
then?
Adult beverage-wise, the new thing that we have are mimosas. We have two mimosa stands now. One right by the Joust, so you can get your VIP Joust seating ticket and your mimosa and be ready to go. So
speaking
we have
my
two
language.
Of those. The other interesting thing, just village-wide, is we are now serving Bud Light. And Dilly Dilly.
Village-wide. I like
village
that.
Village-wide.
That
yes.
fits perfectly.
Yeah. So we've got Bud Light. We have Mick Ultra. We have a cider. I believe it's Virtue Cider
yes.
that we're selling.
Let's do it.
We're also selling a special beer at the Drunk Monk Pub, Wicked Weed.
Okay.
I think it's
Lieutenant Dank.
Lieutenant Dank. Yeah. We did a taste test at our 10 o'clock in the morning staff meeting last week. That's the one we chose.
It's a really hard job.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
It and took us a while to taste test that.
You know, you got to try everything a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get it. Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
It's hard.
And we have our new microbrew meads for the year, too.
That's right.
Oh.
We have Peach Into the Choir, and then we also have Butter Buzz,
yes.
which really
right.
excited
right.
about.
And that one is exciting because I talked with Justin from Monk's Mead, who's the local Atlanta meadery. Back in the fall, and I said, we're doing this special weekend. It's Wizards Weekend.
When? When are we doing this?
Oh, don't put me on
oh
the
Oh, my gosh. That's
it's
fair.
All on the website.
Okay.
It's all on the website.
I love the themed weekends. I completely forgot we're going to get into that.
It's
but,
like weekend five?
It's,
okay.
May 18th and 19th.
Okay.
Is maybe right.
Okay, perfect. I'll have
but,
to remember.
So it's Wizards Weekend. And we were talking about that, and I said, well, it would be really cool if you could come up with a mead that tasted sort of like that drink. Can I say that drink?
I don't know.
Can I say the name of it? Can
yeah,
I say Butterbeer?
We're the right one.
Nobody cares. It's just,
that's
know.
Fine. You know what? If we get a cease and desist from JK herself, I'll be fine. Like,
that'd
we'll
be awesome,
it,
wouldn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Say it all you want. That'd be awesome.
So anyway, I said, if you can come up with a mead that tastes like that, that would be awesome. And so he has. And it's called Butter Buzz.
I love that.
Which is going to be cool. And we have sampled it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like
yeah.
to sample everything.
It's fantastic.
And I think... Personally, I like that better than any other flavor, even his original flavor.
I'm
really
very
good.
Excited.
It's really good.
Very excited. Okay, so outside of alcoholic beverages, I've completely forgotten all of the new stuff. You said there's new.
There's a lot of new entertainment. That's
yes.
my world.
Right,
we can talk
right.
about that.
Yes.
I'm also kind of new. This is my first official like full year at the festival. And so one of the things that I really wanted to do when I came in was really look to the Atlanta community for talent. And because there's so much great talent here in Atlanta.
Yes.
And so we are bringing in a lot of local performers this year, which I'm really excited about.
That's fantastic.
We've got a lot of the old favorites who everybody loves and they're coming back. But we're also bringing in at least one or two new acts every weekend, which I'm really excited about. So we've got African dancers. We've got a professional pickpocket, which is like my favorite thing in the entire world. And I didn't know that could be a job. We've got a local Renaissance choir. We've got Morris dancers, which I'm like super excited about. We've got a bunch of different pirate bands. We've got so much music this year. Yeah, I'm super excited for all of it. So
that is incredible. Yeah. Does a professional pickpocket, does he just like go around and pickpocket people? And then he's like, by the way, you can have this back.
It's like a stage show. Like, he like asks for volunteers. He doesn't like steal stuff. I mean, yeah.
That would be amazing.
That you know.
Yeah, that
as far as you know. As far as you know.
Might get him in trouble, but it'd be impressive.
So we've got all sorts of different stuff. We've got music. We've got magicians. We've got acrobats. We've got tumblers. We've got jugglers. We've got... Yeah, just so much stuff. It's crazy.
That's incredible. Yeah. And my favorite part of it is you just walk around and these stagers are just placed around the village, you said, right?
Yep.
And
right.
All of a sudden you're just watching this new show out of nowhere and you don't have to like leave everything else to go watch it. It's still a part of everything. And then you walk 10 more feet and there's a whole nother stage and a whole nother act going on.
Yeah, and we actually added 3 new stages this year. We have 7 main stages. We have 3 pubs. But this year, we also have 3 new stages that we're calling character interaction points.
Okay.
And so what's really cool about it is that our local cast of actors who comes in, they're going to be on those stages. And so they're going to be doing like little shows and doing little meet and greets and little things. And so I'm so excited. There's going to be, it's just constant interaction wherever you look. So yeah, I'm jazzed, right?
I am so excited. And of course, there's always the joust every day. And
yes.
You've got... The turkey legs and the joust and everything. But this isn't just for, like, kids. This isn't just for, like, a family thing to walk around. Although it's perfect for kids. You've got princesses and knights and everything walking around. It's my favorite thing in the world. But as we were talking about the alcoholic beverages, too, like, for me, it's my favorite thing to go with my friends for a weekend out
to
hear all of this new stuff.
That is one of the interesting things about a Renaissance festival in general, especially ours, is it's a different experience depending on who you go with.
Right.
You can go with your family and everybody has a great time. There's, like you said, there's plenty of things for the kids to do. We've got the petting farm. We've got a lot of rides for them.
Fairy tea party.
The fairy tea party
fairy
that we do
parties?
Once a day. Right. So there's all those
That's
things
not
that
just
are,
kids, right?
I mean,
well, it's
fairies
geared towards
welcome
kids, but
children of all ages to their fairy table.
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Just asking.
You know.
Just wondering.
Make a note. Make a note.
Make a note.
Keep an eye out for her. She'll
have at least one adult-sized chair.
Look at the size of that girl.
It's a really large 6-year-old.
Yeah. So there's plenty of things for families to do. And then if you came back without the kids, you have a totally different experience because then we have the pub crawl that
the
we do twice
crawl?
A day.
Yes.
Yeah, so
How did I miss that?
You sign up for the pub crawl. You get included in the ticket price. You get a souvenir mug, and you get a different beer at each of the 3 pubs. And so it's like a hosted party that travels from one pub to the next to the next. And at each one, there's different entertainment, and there's, I don't know, drinking games and body humor
and,
music. And
we have a
fun
we have music during each stop as well. And tickets are available online for the first time this year as we're selling
right.
them online. So you can pre-buy tickets to the pub crawl and to the fairy tea party.
Right, for both.
It's my plug.
Yeah,
incredible.
Go.
That's a great idea, too, to be able to pre-buy those things ahead of time because then you know of them there. With everything going on, it's hard to really know those specific things,
sure.
which is a great problem to have, in my opinion. There's so much going on that it's like you turn the corner and you're like, oh, now I have to come back next weekend to experience this entire new thing that I had no idea. Which brings me to themed weekends, which is my favorite part. I know you don't necessarily have to partake in them as someone who's just going. Like, you don't have to dress up and go.
Right.
But you mentioned there's a Wizards weekend.
There's a Wizards weekend.
What other themes are we going at this year?
Oh, we've got a bunch of really cool ones this year. We've got our Pirates and Pets weekend. We've got Cosplay weekend on May 4th and May 5th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. We've got, like we said, we have Wizarding weekend. Our closing weekend, June 1st and 2nd, we've got Celtic Highland weekends. So, you know, bring your kilts, have a good time. And the thing with those is that, you know, you're never required to dress up to come to the Renaissance Festival. But what we really like is that there's so many different fandoms and there's so many different things that people get excited about that we wanted to just give them a place to come celebrate. So, you know, if you're really into that Wizarding brand, you know, you can come celebrate at the festival. You know, same with like cosplay. There's so many, like, especially with Dragon Con and everything, there's so many amazing cosplayers here in Atlanta.
Right.
So, you know, like that weekend is going to be a little bit more sci-fi, a little bit more, you know, anachronistic.
We tend to to do the time warp at the front gate at the beginning of the day.
Yeah,
that sets the theme. It's like, okay, it's, all times are good here now.
You know, and we do different contests every weekend. We have little fun things, like we have a pirate parade and we're having like a house parade for Wizarding Weekend, that kind of thing.
You can get sorted.
You can get sorted.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
You know, we're having a dragon egg hunt over Easter weekend. You know, right. So just all sorts of little fun things that don't necessarily like impact, you know, everything, but it's like, mm-hmm. if you want to participate in that, if you want to add it into your day, you can, and the option is there. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my
and of course,
part.
Our first two weekends, traditionally opening weekend is buy one, get one adult tickets. So there's the BOGO weekend. Those tickets, if you purchase online, are only good for that weekend though.
Okay.
And then the next weekend is kids free, and kids 12 and under, I think four with each paid adult get in free.
Wow, that's awesome.
So those are two things that we always do every season.
Okay, that's incredible. Well, I am so excited to go this year. I mean, I'm already going to go the first Sunday that it opens. My birthday is the Friday before, so it's like every year I go for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I every year, if you've noticed, first thing I do is get the flower crown. But I also love that like all of the shops and everything, you don't realize there's all of this artwork there as well, mm-hmm. and home yeah. goods and bath salts and incense and all of these things that you can take home and keep as a part of your daily life too. So it's not just a festival. You can bring all this stuff home. And I just love being able to peruse all of that and mm-hmm. see all of the shops and see all of the artists. It's such an incredible part of it.
And we do have a good number of new vendors this season as well. I think we're over 160 different shops. So there's plenty yeah. to see. And the nice thing is the majority of them actually demonstrate. Like you can see glass blowing and you can see weaving. You can see people doing leather work. We have a blacksmith, so you can stand and watch him actually make these things. And then you can buy a piece to take home with you.
Wow.
Which is great.
That's so awesome.
That's really cool.
That's so cool. All right, so last question. What are you each most excited for this year?
I am always excited. I'm excited to see the kids coming through the gate. Mm-hmm. Because it's like you've seen these other commercials where the little kid comes through and their eyes just get huge and they're like, wow. Or they see a character, they see the queen or they see a fairy or the king or whoever, and they are just into it.
They're just transported. Like you walk right. in those gates and you're in a whole new world. You do it so well. Your environment is incredible there. I absolutely love the magic that you guys can bring to life there. And you're right. As soon as it goes in the gates, I'm practically a six-year-old there. But... I'm going to have to watch for that now. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And how about you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. It's so hard because my job is all of the entertainment. I think, yeah, I'm really excited for our pub crawl. We're doing a pirate pub crawl this year. So we've got these fantastic pirates who you will meet and interact with, and they're hilarious and awesome. I'm really excited for the fairy tea party this year. We've got a new pavilion that we've built for it. And so it's going to be like really fancy and cool. But yeah, all of the different entertainers, I'm just so excited to welcome new entertainment to the festival. I love just all of the different acts that come in, and they're all just extraordinary artists. So it's like, yeah, it's really cool.
I'm so excited. And I'm so excited to hear that Atlanta and our local entertainment's going to be featured there this year as well.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Actually, one of the things we were awarded this season is we were voted the favorite Renaissance festival in the Southeast.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Now I don't have to try any others. I already know. That's right, the best right. one. Best one.
Best, this is the favorite.
That's the favorite perfect. One. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. I'm so excited to see it this year. I am so excited to see everything that's new. And I hope everyone can check out the Georgia Renaissance Festival, RenFest. And yay! I'm so excited. I don't even know how to end this. I'm just so excited. I'm pumped for this. Thank you guys so much for coming
in. The proper way to
end
it is we all say huzzah.
Huzzah! I like
huzzah.
This, okay?
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
On three. One, two, three.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Perfect. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.